Welcome back to Take Care, a weekly conversation on health and wellness on WRVO Public Media. I'm Lorraine Rapp.
And I'm Linda Lowen. While advances in medicine often involve more intervention and more technology, there's a new medical specialty growing in popularity that gets back to basics. It's called physiatry, and it relies on physical medicine and rehabilitation rather than surgery to improve functional ability and quality of life.
Though this may be the first time you've heard of physiatry, it won't be the last. Over the last decade, the number of resident physicians specializing in physiatry has doubled. Here to explain what physiatry is and how this emerging specialty can treat an increasingly aging population is Dr. Farah Siddiqui. Dr. Siddiqui is an interventional physiatrist at RSM Medical Associates based in Syracuse, New York. She's board certified in physical medicine and rehabilitation. Welcome to Take Care. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Physiatry is a relatively new medical specialty. What exactly does a physiatrist do?
Well, actually, to give you a little bit of background about the history, physiatry has actually been around since the 1920s. That's sort of when it came into fruition shortly after World War One, and it was integrated into the American Board of Medical Specialties in 1947. So we've actually been around for a few decades, though we are a small specialty. We are growing quite rapidly, especially in the last decade or two. Generally, physiatrists, as you said earlier, are physicians who specialize in the field of physical medicine and rehabilitation, or PM&R for short. We are physicians that are trained to diagnose, to treat, and to direct a comprehensive rehabilitation program in order to make sure our patients have the best functional outcome.
So what types of conditions do you treat?
Very broad range of conditions. Quite generally, we're treating patients who are dealing with disorders that produce pain, impairment, or disability, or all of the above. Quite specifically, we're dealing with patients who have maybe suffered a spinal cord injury, traumatic brain injury, stroke, various neuromuscular conditions like MS, ALS, or Lou Gehrig's disease, Parkinson's. A large number of physiatrists go into musculoskeletal medicine and sports injuries. I deal more with spine pain and musculoskeletal disorders. There are physiatrists who specialize in pediatric rehab, helping patients who may have congenital impairments related to CP, spina bifida, or Down syndrome. We also are very well equipped to manage patients who have just undergone surgery, orthopedic procedures for joint replacements, organ transplantations, or any form of cardiac surgery or lung surgery.
Because you are a medical specialty, oftentimes a diagnosis may be made prior to coming to you, or perhaps you do diagnose yourselves. What types of diagnostics are used?
All physiatrists are trained in electrodiagnostics. This is electromyography, or EMG, and nerve conduction studies. We use this to diagnose problems with peripheral nerves, muscles, or both. Other diagnostics that we use, order radiological screens such as MRIs or X-rays. We also perform diagnostics using ultrasound to evaluate various peripheral joints and nerve structures. And really, we are probably one of the few specialties that really relies on our physical exam. So we're using a lot of physical diagnosis, doing very detailed musculoskeletal exams and neurological exams.
Once you make the diagnosis, how do you decide on a course of treatment? And I'm assuming that pretty much your focus is non-interventional. It's not surgical.
Right. We offer non-operative treatments in order to help our patients. We do have some interventions, but I guess they would fall under the category of minimally invasive relative to surgery. Basically, when you're coming up with a therapeutic plan in general physiatry, you are working with a lot of allied health professionals who are also taking care of the patient and their condition, and these could involve individuals such as physical therapists, occupational therapists, speech therapists. Sometimes we're working with bracing specialists, and also working with the patient to kind of figure out where they hope to be functionally and how we can get them there.
Is this done in an office setting, or do you do this in an inpatient setting like a hospital, typically?
Typically, it's the whole gamut. A lot of physiatrists do work on the inpatient side, particularly those who are specializing in brain injury rehabilitation or spinal cord injury rehabilitation or stroke rehab. Many physiatrists end up going into the outpatient setting, as I practice, particularly if you're dealing with more non-operative orthopedic conditions and musculoskeletal conditions. There are some physiatrists who choose to work in short-term rehab facilities, which are freestanding rehab facilities besides the inpatient setting. And you may even see physiatrists in some nursing homes.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to Take Care, a conversation on health and wellness on WRVO Public Media. I'm Lorraine Rapp.
And I'm Linda Lowen.
And our guest is Dr. Siddiqui, who's talking to us about physiatry, even though it's been around since after World War I. Many people aren't familiar with the practice and the term. And Dr. Siddiqui, you're helping us to understand what types of medical conditions can be helped from physiatry. I want to differentiate between, let's say, what a physical therapist does and what an orthopedist does, which I know can be surgery, with what your specialty does. How does it differ?
Well, as we said before, we are offering non-surgical treatments for various conditions. In regards to how we differentiate from physical therapists, we are assessing the patient, making the diagnosis at times, and deciding what types of physical therapy would be appropriate for any particular patient and their condition. And then we're actually making the prescription for the therapist to let them know what we would like them to do. We are very well trained in administering some of the therapeutic modalities that physical therapists use, and we're very familiar and comfortable with them, so we can often have a very productive conversation with therapists because there is sort of this mutual understanding of what they do, and they know what we do. So we feel that collectively as a team, we can better help the patient rather than me as a physiatrist sort of dictating what I feel needs to be done. I often will sometimes bounce ideas off of the therapist to see, you know, how is the patient progressing? You know, where are we stuck? What do you suggest that we do to move forward? And, you know, by working together, often we're able to help the patient better.
I know another subspecialty that seems to be more popular now are pain clinics that are associated with certain hospitals. And I'm honestly not sure all the services they offer, but what, again, let's say we're talking about just chronic back pain that for one reason or another patient is not a good surgical candidate. What might you offer in your specialty that, let's say, a pain clinic might not?
Sure. There are physiatrists as myself who are fellowship trained in x-ray guided procedures for the example of spine pain, say low back pain. We may use x-ray guidance to inject medications into the epidural space or into joints of the spine, depending on where a particular patient's pain is originating from. This may help either augment whatever medical pain management they're already receiving or just be a helpful addition to a comprehensive rehab program where a patient may be on medications, receiving physical therapy, and they just need a little extra help in order to complete their therapy program.
Do most insurance companies cover physiatry?
They do. Most insurance companies do. We also see a lot of patients due to work-related injuries and workers' compensation, and et cetera. But yes, most insurance companies do.
How would someone find a physiatrist in their area?
A lot of physiatrists, if you're particularly looking on the outpatient side, are often through either your insurance carrier. You might be able to connect with someone who pairs with your particular insurance. They can also check out our academy website, which is the American Academy of Physical Medicine and Rehabilitation, and their website is aapmr.org, and they may be able to be directed to a physiatrist in their locality.
Dr. Farah Siddiqui is an interventional physiatrist at RSM Medical Associates based in Syracuse, New York. She's board certified in physical medicine and rehabilitation. Thank you so much.
Take care.